What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. What a mighty, powerful, awesome, majestic God we serve. You don't know how delighted I am to come on here and pray with you again. That's right. Because contrary to what anybody tell you, prayer works. You're right. I need you to understand that. I need you to understand that prayer works. Sometimes the enemy will try to make you feel like prayer doesn't work because you have prayed and you did not get results. But you must understand there are rules of engagement whenever you begin to talk about prayer. There's a way to pray. And you know there has to be a way to pray because the disciples went to Jesus and said what? Teach us. Teach us to do what? Not to shout, not to speak in tongues, not to fall out, but teach us how to what? Pray. So that lets you know there are ways to pray. And some of us think that we're praying, but our praying is not effective. He said in James chapter 1, you ask and you receive not. Why? Because you ask amiss to consume it upon your own lust. Has nothing to do with the will of God. Has nothing to do with the purpose of God. It is all about your lust. So always make sure that the center of your prayer is not you. Because again, 1 Corinthians 6, you are bought with a price and you are not your own. So it ain't about you anymore. Ain't about what you want. Ain't about what you desire. Ain't about what you feel. Ain't about what you think. It's about whatever the will and the purpose of God is for your life. Are you listening to me? Because if you don't understand that, you're going to find yourself frustrated. But I understand that there's so much you can do in the spirit. And I know it seems like a lot of times I'm countering because I am. But the reason I'm countering with us is because I recognize that some of you are behind. And when I say that you are behind, I'm saying that you are behind in the sense of there are so many evil prayers and evil attacks that have already went out before you that you have to come and catch up. You know, it's like that enemy or that opponent who's racing you. And in the race, they've already been running the track for about 30 minutes before you started running. Well, you got to catch up with them. And there's great distance between you and them. And no matter how hard you run or how fast you run, it's going to take you a while to catch up. Well, one thing that the enemy has gotten the church on is we don't understand the rules of engagement. We don't understand how to flow. We don't understand the spirit realm and how it moves. And because of that, the church has been held up. Yes, we've been held up. We don't know how to pray. We didn't know how to pray like a sniper. All right. You've been praying, but it was shotgun prayers. It was whatever you was trying to hit on, but there was no target. And he who aims at nothing is going to hit it every time. We are targeting prayers. And that's why I said, whatever you pray in the morning and whatever prayer point I give you in the evening, stick with them. Pray with them. Pray them all day. Pray them through the daytime. Pray them through the nighttime. Pray them when you wake up. Pray them over the weekend. Stay in it. You know, as we get these prayer points during the week, at the end of the week, you're able to pray all of the prayer points. But this is something that's going to push you, thrust you into your next place. That's going to catapult you so that you stop being behind schedule. There is a war going on in the spirit. Though we walk in the flesh, we war not after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Are you hearing me? There's a war going on. There's a war. There's a war. There's a war going on. I need that to register in your spirit. Right now, if you were in war, how would you act? How would you position yourself? Right now, if there were bombs flying around America, if there were bombs flying around your city, if there were rockets and missiles flying, how would you act? Wouldn't you be alert? Would you be nonchalant, or would you be sober, and would you be vigilant? Well, there is a war going on, and some of you are so nonchalant as if you don't recognize that you have an enemy. You are in enemy's territory. Satan is operating on Adam's lease. You are in enemy territory. And because you are in enemy's territory, there's a way you got to fight. There's a way you got to war. Liba, lemanda la kita. There's a way you got to intercede to enforce the will of God for your life, to impose the will of God for your life, to execute, to decree whatever God's will is for your life, because the enemy has a will and the enemy has an agenda. But we are declaring but that whatever his will is, it will be made null and void. So the reason I'm giving you these prayer points and teaching you the things that I'm trying to teach you is so that you can come to a revelation and understand the power of the word, the power of intercession. All right. We got to pray. All right. Just because it's God's will don't mean it's going to happen. Just because God spoke it don't mean it's going to happen. Just because it's been declared in the heavenlies doesn't mean it's going to happen. It is prayer that releases it from heaven onto earth. Thy word, O Lord, is forever settled where? In the heavens. We're not in the heavens. We're on earth. And it is our job to enforce what God has declared in the heavens on earth. And that is done through intercession. Hey, halabashati obiasa. That is done through prayer. That is done through calling on the name of the Lord. That is done through strategic prayer, through spiritual mapping. Amen. When God has called you to a city and God has called you to a region, you do what you call spiritual mapping. You find out what are the strongholds in that city. What is the population of that city? What is the ethnicity of that city? What are the demographics of that city? What are they fighting? Find out who the governor is. Find out who the mayor is. Find out who the chief of police is. Find out who the chief of the fire department is. Find out who these people are. Because as intercessors and prayer warriors, you are commanded to pray for those in authority. You are commanded to go after whatever that principality is that's hindering the purpose and the plan of God for your life. There are certain cities that every church struggle. You have to find out what is the principality. What is causing all of these churches to struggle? Then there are certain churches that one church got a big church, but here's another church can't seem to get off the ground. Why? There is a principality. There are demon powers that know that if you ever got growth, if you ever had membership, I'm talking to a pastor, that if you ever had leadership and membership, how powerful you would be. You understand? So there are demons that are assigned to keep you on the ground, to keep you so far, to not let you get past that. Hey, halabashatele mandala kosaya. I wish you would get this. If you understand this, you would position yourself in prayer. You would not be lackadaisical. You would not be lax. You would understand that I am fighting something, that there is someone that I'm fighting, not something. I am fighting someone. I am fighting a strong man. I am fighting a principality. I am fighting a power. Come on, look at that young man. Look at that daughter of yours that the enemy fights. Look at that mother. Look at that husband. Look at that relationship that the enemy does absolutely everything he can to stop it, to block it. Come on, are you listening to me? Think about it. You have never been through so much warfare in a relationship. You have never been through so much warfare to start a business. You've never been through so much warfare with one of your children. You know why? There is something special. There is something powerful about that union. There's something powerful about that child. And the enemy is doing absolutely everything he can to hinder the plan of God from coming to pass in his life. But the devil is a liar. Le halabashata. It is the prayers of the righteous that causes the manifestation of the promise of God to happen in your life. Are you listening to me? John chapter 1 declares, and the word became flesh. We are believing God. That is our prayer today, that the word will become flesh, that every prophecy, every word that has been spoken in our life, it is no good as long as it is just the word. We are decreeing that the word will become flesh, that the word will manifest in our life, that the word will manifest in our church. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command every word spoken over my life become flesh. Now, Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray, we're praying and decreeing and declaring that the word will become flesh in the life of our children. You know the promises and the prophecies that are hanging over the life of our sons and daughters. You know the promises and the prophecies that are hanging over the life of our nieces and nephews, that are hanging over the life of our brothers and sisters, our husbands and our wives. But Father, today as we pray, we are decreeing that the word will become flesh. I am decreeing a manifestation of every prophecy that has been spoken over my life. I am decreeing a manifestation of every promise, of every scriptural promise, every word promise, every written promise, every spoken promise that was spoken through prophecy, that was spoken through the word, that was spoken, hallelujah, by those before me. Every promise that has been spoken over my bloodline, spoken over my lineage, spoken over my mother's house, spoken over my father's house, every prophecy, every word that has been spoken over our lives, I command it to manifest. I command that word to become flesh. Father, in the name of Jesus, every promise that is spoken over KCC, hey, halabashata, likandele bandala momemiyasa, every promise that is spoken over KCC, that is spoken over KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston, KCC Azulu, 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 Azula, Kezele andalakita, lebandili bibibi ala dooshna, hey, halabasha. Every promise that is spoken over KCC Charlotte, that is spoken over KCC Houston, that is spoken over KCC Jacksonville, every promise that you've spoken to the pastor, every promise that you've spoken to members of the church, every dream that you've given us, every vision that you've spoken concerning the life of KCC, hey, in the name of Jesus, I declare that there shall be a manifestation. I declare that it will manifest and it will come to pass. Hey, halabasha. Hey, me kalamanda la siya. Sila la baboko tola mandili bibibiyaza. May there be a manifestation. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree it. I declare it. Hey, that it shall be even as you have said. Halabashata lebandele bekorobo sotore de biya lebrondolo mosunamai brikalili mikristi bi undolo oshna makalamasia silolo bondele be ekere di asha handala maya handala malahazia zilobo kotaya lentele meneki ankalamanda udolo boshna mikandili mi inono mo sotolo mo kubala le bondili bi azaya jekele me ansi vistuli bi kristi bi undele meya mekele andaloshna lankili mi ikasaya satolo moya le bondili bi aladaya le kandala mala azo Uste le kendele akasuya, sitolomo ufaya, indele mele ekashina maya, mrenkala mandala hobaya, hey! Halabashata, we are decreeing in the name of Jesus a manifestation of every promise. Father, may it manifest. May it come to pass. May it be even as you have spoken. May it be even as you have declared, even in the heavenlies. We are decreeing a manifestation in the life of our children, a manifestation in the life of our family. We are decreeing a manifestation. Every word that you have spoken, O God, concerning the health of our country, the health of our nation, the health of our city, the health, hey, hallelujah, of our town, of our community, of our houses. We are decreeing a manifestation. Hey, halabasha, hey, mandele bekotaya, likadala mandala mosoya, brikele mandidi dioba, handini asi, ha, hey, 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 balashata, lukushamande, lekele andalamosa. Hey, we are decreeing a manifestation. We are decreeing a manifestation of your word concerning our bodies, concerning our health. We are decreeing a manifestation concerning our businesses, concerning every word that you've spoken in our life. May the word become flesh. May the word become flesh. We command the word to become flesh by the power of the blood, by reason of the word of God. We command the word to become flesh. Hey, 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 Shatalama, Yande Baba Baba Soto, Lukalamande, Lilele Belele Azaya, Zilolo Bobo Kotande, Rebele Bandia, Minanama Shakalamanda, Hodolobo Sate, hey, 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 Shikaba, hey, Mashakalawanda, Lulalaman Site, Rebele Bandele Bekotaya, yay, 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 yay. Yay, Bashata, Lay, Malama Sotolobokoya. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Udala Maman Sekerebo, Lula la Bandele Beketaradi Andalabasa. Let's go to Psalm. Amen. That first prayer point was in John chapter 1. I believe it's around about verse 14, 15, 16, and the word became flesh. Let's go to Psalm 62. Midalabasa. Psalm 62, look at what it says. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Are you listening to me? There are many devices. I believe we want to couple that also with Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 21, Mandala Kiralabakasaya. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. What am I trying to tell you? There are many devices. There are people who desire bad things to happen to you. There are people who are sending negative energy and negative currents towards you. They bless out of their mouth, but they are cursing you inwardly. But in the name of Jesus, we are repealing any word curse in the name of Jesus. Hey, halabashata. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I repeal. Come on. Say I repeal. Again, I repeal any word curse in the name of Jesus. By the word, I declare, I proclaim, nothing will bring me down. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, by revelation of the scripture, we understand that there are those who desire to see us go under. There are those who desire to see us not prosper. There are those who desire to see us judged. There are those who desire to see bad things happen to us. But Father, as we lift our voice and we pray, I repeal every word curse in the name of Jesus. I declare, I proclaim that nothing will be able to bring me down. I decree in the name of Jesus that I will not be disadvantaged. I will not be discredited. I will not be dishonored. I will not be implicated. We will not be disadvantaged. We will not be disadvantaged. We will not be discredited. We will not be dishonored. We will not be implicated. I will not be brought down. Hey, halabashata, ilemanda, we declare that we will not be brought down. We will not be destroyed. Our houses will not be brought down. KCC will not be brought down. We will not be put to shame. I will not be put to shame. My children will not be put to shame. My ministry will not be put to shame. My reputation will not be put to shame. My finances will not be put to shame. My job, Buddha Basha, Bidi Biarabosa. Come on, pray. Pray. You will not be put to shame. I will not be destroyed. I will not be a victim. I will not be a casualty of the ill will of men and women. I will not be a casualty of the devices of men and women. I will not be destroyed in the journey, hey, of life. There may be many devices in their heart to destroy me. There may be many plans in their heart, hallelujah, to destroy me. But according to the promise of Proverbs 19, it is written that it is the counsel of the Lord that shall stand concerning my life. I declare the counsel of the Lord concerning my life. I command the counsel of the Lord to prevail. I command the counsel of the Lord to prevail. I command the counsel of the Lord to prevail. I override every negative current. I override every negative energy. I will not fall. I will not stumble. I will not be a victim of manipulations and conspiracies. I will not be a victim of witchcraft. I will not be a victim of wizards. I will not be a victim of warlocks and witches. I will not be a victim of black magic. I will not be a victim of enchantments. Hey, ba, bo, 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 shake, hey, I will not go under. I will not be disadvantaged. I will not be discredited. I will not be implicated. I will not be destroyed. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 shata, leba soto, robo sakuna mande. Pray, hele masha, le mandalomo, munini mikiankala mandalomo miyasa. You will not be implicated. You will not be destroyed. You will not go under. Malabokosa, livandili bialahaya, hatalomo she. Hey, you will prosper. You will be obasune mandele mikiana manda. Udidi ashata, nothing will destroy you. Nothing will take you under. Nothing will remove you. You will not be moved. You will not stumble. You will not break. You will not fall. Hey, 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 shatalama. The counsel of the Lord concerning my life shall stand. The counsel of the Lord concerning my children will stand. The counsel of the Lord concerning my wife will stand. The counsel of the Lord concerning my husband will stand. The counsel of the Lord concerning my family will stand. The counsel of the Lord concerning my business will stand. The counsel of the Lord concerning KCC will stand in the name of Jesus. Que baba shelebo so KCC will not be discredited. KCC will not be discredited. KCC will not be disadvantaged. Mashuya, Mashuya, my pastor, Bishop Gates, his wife, will not be disadvantaged. Pastor Bryant, Pastor Kelly, Pastor Butler will not be disadvantaged. They will not be discredited. My mother will not be discredited. My father will not be discredited. In the name of Jesus, they will not be implicated. They will not be disadvantaged. They will not be destroyed. They will not fumble. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call upon you as your servant, as your man, and I repeal every word curse spoken against my life, spoken against my destiny, spoken against my future, every wrong prayer spoken against me. I repeal it. I overturn it. I override it. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, shata, ho, mikalama shata. I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn it. I repeal it. I reverse it. Yasuya, 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 Yelebe Koshama, Likandele Mahaya, Hatarala Mandioba. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Lift your voice. Hey, Shatalamanda, Yamana Mohosa, Yendelebe Kura Larabasha. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus. Woo, Shadaba. Gonna pray one more prayer. Ilabasoto Lele Mandia. Nira la la banda la bakoro bokubande lebe kikasia. Ndala la basha karabanda la babiasia. Orobo sheke bandaba didi abara didi andara dabasa. Isaiah chapter 7. Glory to God. I don't know about y'all, but I feel this thing down in my spirit. Isaiah chapter 7. Oba sike leme. Mindidi asa. Homa shaka. Iramasa. Andamosa. Mendene mekika. Ilala bandala makosolo bondolo kurala mahai. Isaiah chapter 7. Glory to God. I'm sorry, it's taking me a while to get there. I'm just stirred up. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 5. Look at what it says. Because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have taken evil counsel against thee, saying, let us go up against Judah and vex it. There's an attack against your praise. Let us make a breach therein for us and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabeel. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. We are decreeing that every evil counsel taken against your house will not stand. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every evil counsel. Any evil counsel, munini miki kalamasa, taken against my house, will not stand. Will not stand. Will not stand. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, today as we pray, I thank you that any evil counsel, every evil counsel taken against my house, taken against my nation, taken against KCC, taken against my life, taken against my name, taken against my family, in the name of Jesus, I declare that it will not stand. All evil counsel that came by land, that came by water, that came by wind, that came by weather, that came from the elements of the air, that came from the oracles of men, I declare by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, by reason of the mantle and the grace that you placed upon my life, I stand to declare no divination, no enchantment, no incantation, no incantation, no pronunciation of the enemy, no pronouncement of the adversary, no pronouncement of premature death, no pronouncement of sudden destruction. It shall not stand. It shall not stand. It shall not stand. According to the word of the Lord, it shall not stand. Any projection, any pronouncement against my life of premature death, any pronouncement against my life of sudden destruction, any pronouncement against my life that came from my enemies, that came from those who desired to see me go under, I declare in the name of Jesus, it will not stand. According to the word of the Lord, I declare that my fears will not stand. No projection from the dark side. No projection from a witch. No projection, astral projection. No pronouncement, no manipulation from the dark side will stand. It will not stand. It will not come to pass in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are gathering, it will not stand. The manipulation of the weather against my life, against my business. Some of you don't understand. And one day I will teach this, but there are witches and warlocks who even understand how to control the elements. My God, your business can't get off the ground because it's always raining. You are mechanic. And all kind of stuff happen. Every time people come to you, something happened with the weather where they can't get to you. There are people who manipulate the weather patterns. But in the name of Jesus, the manipulation of the weather, it will not stand. The deployment of men and women to hurt my house, to hurt KCC. Devil, every man that you send, Elabo Okoshika, every man that you send to KCC, every woman that you send to KCC to hurt the church, I decree in the name of Jesus, they will not stand. Every witch, every warlock, every Jezebel, every Alama Shakala, every Delilah, I decree in the name of Jesus that my head will be kept out of the head of Delilah. My head will not fall in the head of Delilah. My head will not fall in the head of Delilah. I decree it in the name of Jesus. My hair will not be cut. My strength will not be taken. I will overcome. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, Shatalama, Limandele Bele Kobasaya, every deployment of the enemy against KCC, against Brian Kahn, against every preacher, against every man of God, against every daughter of Zion, every deployment of the enemy of men and women to hurt me in the name of Jesus, to hurt this nation, to hurt the church at Charlotte, to hurt the church at Houston, to hurt the church at Jacksonville. Come on, Zion, lift your voice. Pray, lift your voice, intercede, declare. It will not stand. I invoke all a divine injunction against all powers of darkness, all negative energy, all pressure, ele bashata, all ill will against me by nature, by the elements, by creation, by circumstances, by unexpected attacks, by unforeseen attacks, every strange wind, I issue by the blood of Christ a divine injunction, a restraining order over every demonic altar, every power that's been sent to destroy my life, the life of Brian Kahn, the life of KCC, the life of Houston, the life of Charlotte, the life of Jacksonville, the life of the administrators, the life of those who are on staff. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus, I decree an injunction and I declare that it will not stand. Hey, 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 anybody shut down in the name of Jesus. Woo, Shabba. Handala malakasaya. It's not going to stand. It's not going to stand. I gave you three powerful prayer points. Don't you miss this. This is powerful. If you're anywhere near Houston, Texas, make it to church tonight. If you're anywhere near Alabama, hallelujah, Thursday and Friday night, don't miss it. God is doing something in Alabama. God is doing something supernatural in Alabama. I'm in Alabama twice. I believe in the same. Well, I was there at the end of October, I believe. And I'm going to be there if you anywhere near Alabama. You hearing me? Press your way. Make it to Mobile. Thursday night, Friday night. Come and receive. Come and receive an impartation. Come and receive an anointing to pray. An anointing, halamoshaka, to tap into deeper depths and higher heights. I don't want you to miss this. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. Something good about to happen. Hey, 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 hey. Shata ba 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 saya. Come on, church. This thing works. Prayer works. You're not going under. Are you hearing me? You're not going under. Come on, I want everybody right now. You're going to that Cash App and you're sowing a seed of $21. Everybody, everybody. I didn't say 300 of you. I didn't say five. I said everybody. Now, God challenged me. We are declaring that the counsel of God concerning your life will stand. Amen. And God told me there are 500 of you who's going to meet me in Charlotte. You're coming by plane, by train, by bus, by car. You're going to meet. I don't care if you got to sleep in your car on the parking lot and drive all the way from South Dakota. But you're going to meet me in Charlotte on January the 1st. Yes, you're going to meet me on January the 1st. You're meeting me in Charlotte and you're coming to the prophet with a seed of $500. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. All right. That's the word of the Lord. And this word has the power to shift you and to change you. I'm telling you right now, begin to work on it. You that are part of KCC, if you need to sell, sell. But get your money and put it to the side. Do whatever you got to do to sow your seed so that you can stand before the prophet. God told me to do it a certain way. You are standing before the prophet, and I am taking your seed one by one. Mukusha, Mukusha, Makusha, Makusha, Makushama, Makushama, Lendele Maladadi Dialaban Salamahoya. I am taking your seed one by one and declaring breakthrough in the life of your family. I am taking your seed one by one and declaring breakthrough in the life of your children. One by one. It's not just going to be a fast offering. We're going to take out that you're going to stand before the man of God. And I'm going to make a decree over your life. And then I'll be sending you an email of the word of the Lord for your life for all of 2022. But I will be making a declaration over your life and you will be standing before the prophet. Ha, 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 ha. Shata ba ba ba, telling you what I know. Don't you miss this. Every person on this call are the ones who are supposed to hear. You stand before the man of God with a $500 seed. That's on January the 1st. That's on January the 1st. Watch night in Charlotte. But I'm challenging right now everybody to get a $21 seed and go to $PBCJR. Sow it now. Go to the website, briancarn.com. Go to the website, briancarn.org. Send it in the mail, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. Sow your seed in faith. Watch God. Watch what he's about to do. Watch what he's about to release. Watch the things that are getting ready to happen. That are getting ready to happen in your life like you've never, ever, ever, ever seen before. I'm not telling what I think. I'm telling what I know. Ain't telling what I think. I'm telling what I know. I know what's getting ready to happen. The counsel of the enemy against your life will not stand. Hey, Malamashata. But the counsel of the Lord will stand, that God has spoken. His word will become flesh in your life. And I decree it, and it shall be even as God has said. You are blessed. You are anointed. Houston, get to church. Houston, Houston, call your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother. Call your friend. Tell them don't miss tonight. Alabama, Alabama, Georgia, Florida. That's the surrounding state. Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. Make it to Mobile, Alabama. Let me pray for you and decree the blessing of God over your life to shift you into another place. Hey, halaboko shalamandidiasa. It shall happen and you will not go under. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You are great. And no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. I love you. I'm praying for you. We got prayer in the morning, 6 o'clock. I hope you're ready for it, because it's going to be awesome. My God, I feel something powerful about to happen in your life and mine, and nothing's going to stop it. You are blessed. You're anointed. You are favored. I see you in the morning. More grace. Houston, I'll see you in a minute. More grace.